Proclamation number 3318, dated the November 5th, 1944. God's powerful voice. The end of the battle. God's voice will resound impressively and decide the fate of the nations, for God himself will pass judgment through the forces of nature. And no one will be able to oppose his verdict, for it will be fair and strike the people who are responsible for having caused great misery and don't want to admit their transgression. It will be an exceptionally sad event in which countless people will lose their lives, yet the event is unavoidable because people can no longer be shaken by anything that is accomplished by human will. Consequently, they will have to be disturbed by an event which cannot be averted or stopped by human will and which will generate enormous terror because everyone will be faced by death and has to brace himself for his demise. And this event draws ever closer. Day after day passes by, but humanity will not change, and God's forbearance still hesitates in order to continue granting people the opportunity of turning back before his voice resounds. Yet then worldly events will slowly come to an end because the natural disaster is in the making, because the earth's interior will be plunged into a state of turmoil and will only be waiting for God to liberate the forces of nature and allow them free rein. For people cannot stop. Thus God intervenes and puts an end to it. Appalling activities will come to a halt, but the consequences will be much worse, for people will experience dreadful adversity and be at a total loss in the face of the unleashed forces of nature. They can neither escape nor impede or lessen their aging. They are at their mercy and only have one Savior to whom they can entrust themselves in their urgent need, to whom they can call for help and who has the power to help them. Yet only a few acknowledge him, only a few feel that they are guilty and humbly await his judgment in recognition of their sinfulness. And these few will also be taken care of by God in the hours of destruction, which are sent by divine will because there is no other way of removing the spiritual adversity and the earthly hardship is constantly increased by human will. And because people will not put an end to it, God will determine the end of a battle which affects the whole world. And a cry of horror will resound across earth which will paralyze people. For the magnitude of the catastrophe will make everyone pay heed and tremble in fear of a repetition. It is God's intention that the whole of humanity shall take part in it, that it shall listen to his judgment, that it shall recognize those who are guilty in God's righteousness. For every fighting party still believes itself to be in the right, only power is being valued and not the law. And God's blessing cannot rest on actions which are detestable because they oppose the divine commandment of love. And God will punish people in the same way as they act themselves, except that his work of destruction will be far more powerful so that they will thereby recognize him. For even the still constrained spirits express outrage at being torn out of divine order and experience this state as painful. For although they were released through human will, they are unable to enjoy their freedom since it is not the freedom of perfection. Instead, the spiritual substances will be deprived of the opportunity to be active and are incensed about it. And they will work wherever the opportunity presents itself. But above all, they will join other still constrained spirits and try to persuade them to also burst their shell and will help them with it. Thereby they want to force people into becoming constructively active again and provide them with the opportunity to enter new creations in order to continue their process of development. And God will not stop the spirits which will be released through human will. He will also give his consent when matter moves within the earth's interior. When the spiritual substances strive towards the light and try to burst their forms, God will briefly withdraw his will and give the spirits will free rein, which, however, due to their complete immaturity will mean a work of destruction on an enormous scale. And thus human resolve will be confronted by another will which is stronger than the former, which seemingly lacks all divine love and wisdom and finds God's full approval. Yet humanity will not bow down to God. It will not stop its battle of annihilation. It is possessed by demons and allows itself to be driven by them. It is more and more enslaved by the evil power and proves this by its works and actions. And in order to put a stop to this decline, God's will and omnipotence steps into obvious action. He will shake the earth and with it the human race so that it may come to its senses and change. For it is the last time which can still be used for the souls. And this is why God's voice will resound powerfully, and he calls to people, "Stop your aging which drags your souls into ruin. Change your ways before it is too late and remember the one who rules over heaven and earth, who is your creator and provider and whose love you trample under your feet. Consider your end, for it is soon about to happen." Amen.